Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air date is August 27th, 1957, and the title is Convict's Revenge. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Vamano.
The Cisco Kid.
Have you ever watched a youngster standing before a candy counter, looking everything over with a critical eye? That nickel he has to spend is as important to him as a dollar to us. And he wants to make sure of what he buys before he buys. And that's always smart buying. Take bread, for example.
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
With butternut bread, you can always see what you buy before you buy. You can always be sure of the richest, most appetizing bread on your grocery shelves. No guess, no squeeze, no doubt. Yes, if you like good flavor, you'll like butternut. And if you like soft, fine, tender bread, you'll like butternut. And most important, if you like bread that's fresh when you buy it and fresh when you eat it, you'll like butternut for sure. Because butternut bread is baked to stay fresh longer. And as we said before, you can see and be sure when you look at butternut's blue and white check gingham picture wrapper.
Now, the Cisco Kid in our gripping story, Convict's Revenge. Gainesville, Texas, originally settled as a town on the western route of the gold-hunting 49ers, later became a supply base for cattlemen herding the Longhorns up the trail to Dodge City. And it was in Gainesville that the famed Cisco Kid had one of his narrowest escapes. Indeed, came within a hair's breadth of losing his life. Our story opens a mile or so west of Gainesville in the period of the mid-1870s. Two pallid, ferret-eyed men are crouched behind boulders in a small canyon, while from the mouth of the canyon...
That blasted posse's closing in on us, Drone.
They sure are. They're shooting to kill, too, Mel.
Yeah, they ain't gonna take any chances with a couple escaped convicts like us.
Looks like we're done for.
No, we ain't done for. We're gonna get in our horses and make a run for it.
No, but that posse will get us, Mel.
It's a cinch they'll get us if we stay here. Riding, we got a chance.
I'll give them a couple of shots. Buzzards!
Come on. Let's get over in the grove to our horses. Now keep down, Drone. If we get through them... We'll go to Maud Reeves' store in Gainesville. She'll hide us out.
I don't know where you get that already.
I used to go round with Maud.
That was a long time ago. Maud Reeves is as square as a brick. She won't have nothing to do with us.
Now, don't forget she thinks the world of that kid brother of hers.
He's in jail for cattle rustling. You ought to know that, Mel.
Sure, I know it.
I don't see the connection.
Just you leave this to me, Drone. Get up on your horse.
Right.
And load up your guns. We'll ride out of here shooting. We'll blast our way through that posse. You ready?
I reckon so.
Well, then, come on, let's go.
Get up. Get
up. Watch it, boy. Here they come.
Let them have it, Drawn. We're going to break through. I tell you, we're going to break through. Hey, what's the matter, Drawn? You hit?
Yeah, but I reckon I can keep riding.
There's a spring ahead by the porch. We'll stop there. Ha ha, we done it, Drawn. We blasted plumb through that blasted posse.
Well, here's the split in the trail, Pancho. We'll stop here. Oh, diablo.
Oh, Luana.
Why we stop here, Cisco? Why we stop, huh?
This trail goes to Gainesville, amigo.
And where this one go?
This one goes west. to New Mexico.
Why don't you like to take this one, Cisco?
But we are only a mile or so from Gainesville, Chico, and our friend, the Senorita Maud Reeves, lives in Gainesville.
See, Cisco, but why don't you
like... I have heard her young brother got into trouble.
Any trouble, huh?
We should not only pay our respects to the Senorita, but ask if we can be of any help to her.
Yes, yes, yes.
Suppose we toss a coin for it, Pancho. Heads, I win. Tails, you lose.
Ain't that a good idea, Cisco? Heads, you win. Tails, Pancho, you lose.
See? I have the coin right here.
Toss the coin. Toss the coin. No, no, no. Wait. Heads, Cisco, win. Tails, Pancho, lose. Heads, Cisco, win. Pancho not could win at all that way.
I wondered how long it would take you to figure that out, amigo.
Fool, Pancho.
We will make it... Heads, I win. Tails, you win.
No, no. Wait, Cisco. Wait. Pancho got a better idea. Pancho toss up this little piece of adobe.
See?
And you break the little piece of adobe with a bullet, we ride to Gainesville. And you not break it, we ride to New Mexico.
Well, that is a very small piece of adobe, Pancho. However, go ahead, toss it up in the air.
You ready?
See?
Now. Ah, bueno, Cisco. It's a good shot. You break the adobe. We ride to Gainesville.
Up, Diablo.
Go, logo. Pine to go to Gainesville anyhow, Cisco. Pine to see Big Maria later on.
So that is why you wanted to get to New Mexico. We do not have to stay in Gainesville long, amigo. Probably not more than a few hours. And then Santos, hold them. Hold your fire, you hombres. What do you think you're doing?
They're overhead by the spring, Cisco.
You're liable to kill somebody with that crazy shooting.
All right, you two, right on up here. But don't reach for your guns.
Up, Diablo.
Oh, look, go now.
Stop there.
Oh, Diablo.
Oh, look, oh, look, oh, oh, oh.
Are you the hombres that fired that shot around the bend of the trail?
Si, hombre, I fired the shot.
As a signal to the pots, I mean...
Shut up, drone. You tend to that wound of yours.
Cisco fired the shot a little piece of adobe. He missed it, we ride that way. He hit it, and we ride this way.
Did you say Cisco?
Cisco.
Oh, so you're the Cisco kid.
Well, that is what they call me, hombre. If we can help your friend here who seems to be hurt...
All right. I'm sure glad to meet up with you, Cisco. Because I promised an old partner of mine, he's in prison now, thanks to you, that if I ever did meet you...
Hey, Mel, look back there.
It's Sam Blastic. Get in your horse. Keep away from them guns, Cisco.
That goes for you, too, fat one.
Oh, the fat one. You're the fat one, you.
Get up.
Who are those hombres anyhow, Cisco?
From their looks, I would say they're only recently out of prison.
And the sheriff's posse after them?
At a guess, I would say so, Pancho.
Did you gents see a couple of pasty-faced weasels around you?
Who are they, Sheriff?
Mal Coates and Druin Staples. Escaped yesterday from the penitentiary. They were serving life sentences for murder.
See, Senor Sheriff, we saw them.
Which way did they go? Hey, there they go. Up near the top of that big rise. Much obliged, strangers. Come on, boys, let's go.
Bandidos, no? Well, that's the last we see of them, Cisco.
I wonder if it is. Up, Diablo, come on.
Go, logo, go now, go.
We'll stop behind this thicket, Ruin.
Yeah. Hey, we're right out behind Maud's store, huh?
Sure. We'll leave our horses right here for now.
Yeah. Nobody will be apt to see them here.
You better go in that stable. See if we can get some oats for the horses.
What are you going to be doing, Mel?
I'm going in the back door of the store and get some grub. You come in as soon as you can.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, the coast seems to be clear over toward the store. Yeah, I'll mighty soon find out.
Yeah? Did somebody come in?
Somebody sure did, Maud.
I don't... Mal Coates.
Not so loud, honey. I don't aim to be captured again.
I heard you escape from prison. I should have known you'd come here, you coyote.
I said not so loud.
Get out of my store.
Get this, Maud. One of these days, mighty soon, your young brother Louis finishes his sentence for cattle rustling.
You contemptible double-crosser. Louis never rustled a steer in his life. You framed him after I told you I was through with you.
Shut up. Either you do as I say or I'll get Louis when he gets out. I'll kill him.
You... Oh, you...
And I'd kill you in a minute. I'll go rustle some grub out here in a hurry. And I'll be watching and listening with a six-gun ready when you wait on your customers.
Well, there's the store, Pancho. Hold up.
There's the store.
Come on, let us go in, Pancho.
Si, Cisco. The store looks just the same. We not see it for some time.
For quite a while, amigo.
Quite a while.
Whoa. What a Senorita Maud.
What can I do for you, strangers?
Strangers?
Take another look, Senorita.
Oh, well, Cisco and Pancho. I'm glad to see you again.
We are glad to see you, Senorita. Your health has been good, we trust?
Yeah, it has.
You look fine, Senorita. He like the rosebud, no?
Thank you, Pancho.
Just like a rosebud.
Look, would you mind coming back later on? I'm rather busy right now, and
Senorita, of course. We understand, and we will come back later on, perhaps tomorrow?
That'll be fine, Cisco. Tomorrow. Fine.
Bueno. Come, Pancho.
Here. Pancho, I think the senorita is very friendly, Cisco.
Oh, it is not that, Chico.
No?
She's very worried and upset about something.
You got bad news about the brother?
Perhaps.
We come back tomorrow and find out.
Yep. We'll come back before tomorrow, Pancho.
Before tomorrow?
She was trying to tell me something. Her eyes were pleading. We will make believe we are riding out of town. Then we will come back another way. Up, Diablo.
Go, logo. Go now. Go.
You ever do a thing like that again, Drew, and you'll wish you hadn't.
Yeah, but I only grabbed your arm, Mel.
Right when I had a bead on that Cisco kid.
Supposing you'd missed him, huh? And supposing half a dozen people had heard the shot and come running over to this store.
But I promised Red Terran I'd get Cisco if I had the chance. And don't forget, Red helped us break out of prison.
Well, all right. But this wasn't the place to take that chance. And if you ask me, we better get out of here.
What's the idea?
Well, sooner or later, that woman out front in the store is going to get over a message to one of the customers. Besides that, I ain't so sure now, but what Cisco's looking for us too.
Yeah, he may be at that. The sheriff would tell him about it.
Well?
Hand me that old flour sack bag.
Sure, but...
Now, cut a length of that rope. Enough to tie her up, hand and foot. Go on.
What do you want?
Come out here.
I'll stay where I am.
I said come out here. All right, Drew, and grab her.
You let me go, you...
That flour bag, Drew. Gag her with it, quick. That's the stuff. Now tie her good and tight.
We ain't gonna take her with us, are we, Mel?
No, there's a trap door behind that counter. It lets down in the cellar hole. Drop her down in there. I'll get busy and lock up the store.
Better draw them front window shades.
After I lock this door...
Into the cellar hole you go, lady. There.
That's the stuff. Now get the money in the cash drawer, Drew.
Is street all clear?
Yeah. Yeah, we can get away easy and... Hey, there's that Cisco kid in that field. Over at the edge of the woods. They're moving back this way.
Draw them window sheets.
I sure hope they do come back here. Because this time, nothing will stop me from killing the Cisco kid.
If he comes into the darkened store from the brilliant sunshine, Cisco will be walking into the deadliest kind of ambush. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid.
For the finest thing that ever happened to a slice of toast, be sure to buy and try the new butternut wheat bread. What a wheat this is. Soft, tender, real wheat flavor. And best of all, like all butternut bread, butternut wheat is fresh. Fresh when you buy it. Fresh when you eat it. Yes, try it for toast right this week. Crisp, crunchy, golden brown. The finest thing that ever happened to a slice of toast. Try butternut wheat at dinner time, too. Butternut's flavor blends with all other foods, adds a zip and a tang to any meal. And have you heard? Like butternut white bread, butternut wheat is yours to buy without a guess, a squeeze, or a doubt. Because, yes, sir, butternut wheat has a true-to-life photo of fresh, honey-colored slices right on the red and white check gingham wrapper. That's your key to easy, sure shopping, smart buying. So look, see, be sure of the finest wheat bread, butternut wheat bread, in the red and white check gingham wrapper. See what you buy before you buy.
Now back to the Cisco Kid and our gripping story, Convict's Revenge. When Cisco and Pancho rode into Gainesville, Texas, to pay their respects to store owner Maud Reeves, they found Senorita Reeves pale and frightened and not inclined to talk to them. While Cisco didn't know that escaped convicts Mal Coates and Druin Staples were in the back room of the store with six guns ready, he was well aware that something was wrong. Hence, shortly after leaving the store, he and Pancho swung back by another trail. Now...
Hold up, a hoo.
Hold up, a hoo, look, a hoo.
We leave our horses on this side of the stable, Pancho. Now follow me.
Cisco. Why we sneak to the store like this, Cisco?
Because those escaped convicts may be in there, Pancho.
From that field, Pancho, see the front window shades down, Cisco.
Si, amigo.
Maybe the senorita get a word from her brother.
Perhaps.
Maybe she close up the store and go to her brother.
That is possible, Pancho. But I believe someone is in that store right now. So we'll take no undue chances.
What we do, Cisco? Hmm?
I will try this door. Door is unlocked. That should not be. Not with the shades drawn, the store apparently closed.
Should not, but is.
Stand back, Pancho.
Hmm?
I'm going to open this door. We'll wait to see what happens, then I will go in.
Pancho, go in too, Cisco. Pancho, ain't nobody in there, so...
Quieto. Now stand back.
Nobody there, Cisco. Pancho, go in quick.
Pancho, are you out of your mind?
Nobody in here, huh? Gun with him, Druin.
Right. Ah, madre mia. I can see nothing in this place from the sunlight to darkness.
Now I get you, Cisco, like this.
Oh! Here, I thought you was going to shoot him, Mel.
Change my mind. This is a chance to get rid of Cisco and his partner and Maud Reeves, too. Tie these two hombres, Druin.
How do you mean, get rid of them?
Tie them. Then we'll set this store afire.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Sunshine make the flicker like the campfire, Cisco.
I see the same thing, Pancho. It may be that I... Pancho, this place is on fire.
I see, the place is on fire. On fire! Pancho's hands and feet are tied.
Mine too. If only I can stretch this rope a little bit.
Pancho, tight.
The rope is giving way.
And the fire, get hotter, Cisco.
Just a little more. I can get one hand free.
Oh, hurry, Cisco, hurry.
Please, those banderos left my belt knife. I'll cut these ropes.
Now, set you free, Pancho.
Gracias. We get out of here quick, no?
Senorita Maud may be in here, Pancho.
But where? Pancho not see this?
That ladder over there leads up into a loft. Go take a look up there, Pancho. I'll look behind the counter. I seem to remember a trap door somewhere in here.
Fire get hotter, Cisco.
All the more reason to hurry. Get up that ladder, Pancho.
Easy, Cisco.
What is that? Oh, it's a ring bolt. Now we will see. Santos! Pancho, come down here. I found the senorita.
Pancho, behind there, Cisco.
All right, senorita. I'll lift you out of there. Here, I'll take that gag out of your mouth.
My store, Cisco.
Si, senorita, but never mind that now.
My store. It's burning down. Oh.
You say she's all right, Cisco?
She has fainted. Andale, out this way, Pancho. Go get some water from the well, Pancho. I'll carry the senorita over in the shade by the stable.
Yes, Cisco, find me the water.
There, senorita. Pancho will be here with the water in just a moment.
Sheriff in the posse, Cisco.
So, that's what that smoke was. Get down off them horses, boys. See if you can get that fire under control.
Keep your men out of the building, Sheriff. The roof may fall in any moment.
What do you know about this, stranger?
I know that the two bandidos you want set that fire.
See, Sheriff, they're going to kill Senator Moore than me and Cisco.
You sure heard?
No, I do not think so.
She made the feint, Sheriff. Hear the water, Cisco.
Reckon I'm going to have to ask you two some more questions. You, Joe, come over here. You tend to Miss Maud here. I'm taking these two strangers
in. If you do not mind, Senor Sheriff, I will borrow that gun of yours. And ask you and your deputy to stand where you are. This way, Pancho.
Yeah, we in the troubles all over, Cisco. And Pancho wish you not break that little piece of dobe.
Diablo!
Lobo! We stop in Mexico now, Cisco?
No, Pancho. We are going on the trail of those two killers. And make no mistake about it, we are going to find them. Up, Diablo,
go! Go, Lobo, go, Lobo, go!
Any sign of them back there now, Merrill?
No.
Let me take them field glasses for a second.
Help yourself, Truman.
Yeah.
Just my blasted luck to see that Cisco kid and his partner come out of that store. And they rescued Maude Reeves, too.
Yeah, you should have done away with them when you had the chance.
Yeah, but I didn't. How in thunder that Cisco kid managed to get away, I...
Hey, there they are, way back there, Merrill.
Who?
Cisco and his partner.
Let me see.
Just where the trail comes out of the brush.
You're right, Truman. Looks to me as if they're following this trail of ours.
Ain't any doubt about it. Cisco must have a charmed life.
Charmed nothing. He's just plain lucky.
Hey, you know what I think?
What?
We'd better get back on them horses of ours and make tracks away from here as fast as we can.
Get out of this part of the country, huh?
That's right. I've had just about enough of that Cisco kid.
All right. We'll get out of the country.
Good.
After we dry gulch Cisco.
Oh, but man.
If you want to keep on going, I ain't going to try to stop you. But up ahead a ways, there's a little rise of ground. I'm waiting for Cisco right there.
Well...
And when he gets in range of these guns of mine, I'm going to open up on him.
All right. I'm with you, Mel.
Get it. And this time, I won't miss.
Cisco.
Well?
We get closer to the bandidos?
See, we are getting closer.
We catch up with the bandidos very soon?
Perhaps.
Hold.
The ground is rocky at this point. I want to see if those bandidos left the trail. Yeah, they stayed on the trail. We'll continue as we were. Come on, Diablo.
Come on, Lobo.
They are not far ahead of us.
Pancho, I never toss up a little piece of dobe again. Not never.
Keep your eyes open, Pancho. We may come upon those bandidos any moment.
Up on a little rise of ground, maybe.
Give it to him, Joan.
Hey, down behind the rocks, Cisco.
I'm in no mood for that. Up, Diablo. After those bandidos.
Pancho, do what Cisco do. Go, Lobo. Go now, go.
Look out, Mel. They're coming at us.
You speak truly, bandido. Into them, Diablo.
Hey, look out.
I have been waiting to get my hands on you two coyote. First you, and now you.
Pancho, sit down in this bandido, Cisco.
I'll kill you, Cisco. So help me out. Kill you.
Unless you hit harder than that bandido.
I'll hit you with a knife.
I do not agree with that either. I do not like life.
That fixed him, Cisco. Now, Pancho, bounce some more.
Get this elephant off of me.
You call the elephant, you elephant yourself.
Let him up, Pancho. That is enough.
Pancho, let him up. Just one more bounce. Get up, bandido. Uh-oh. That sheriff get hit again, Cisco.
Time for us to be leaving, Pancho.
No. Wait, boys. Joe, you and Ed and Squinty put the handcuffs on these two killers.
We not the killer, Sheriff.
Yeah, nobody said you was. When Miss Maud opened her eyes, she told me how you'd rescued her. My error, boy. My error.
Oh, think nothing of it, Senor Sheriff. Give the senorita our best regards. Now, Pancho, we can be on our way.
Well, no, stranger. I reckon you can't.
Well, now, see here, Senor Sheriff. If this is a trick...
It ain't what I want. It's what Miss Maud wants. She said to be sure and bring you back.
Oh, well, in that case, Senor Sheriff.
Yep. You ain't my prisoners, boys. You're her prisoners, kind of. See what I mean?
I am sorry you lost your store, Senorita.
Oh, thank you, Cisco, but I can have another store built. I'm just thankful for things as they are.
It is good that you feel that way.
Thankful to an hombre called the Cisco Kid.
Oh, now, Senorita, gracias, but...
I mean it. Why wouldn't I be? You got those two killers to confess that they framed my brother on that cattle rustling charge.
Oh, I am glad I could help, Senorita.
Not to mention you saving my life.
You are very kind. And now, hasta la vista.
Oh, you don't think I'd let you leave with just that, do you, Cisco?
I do not understand.
Well, you sure will. Just as soon as I count to three. One.
Si.
Two. And three. Oh, Cisco.
Oh, Senorita.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
You still mad at Pancho?
Oh, I've gotten over it, amigo.
That male coach bandido, he mad at you, Cisco.
Si, because he could not kill me, as he had promised that convict Red Terran he would.
Everybody mad at somebody. And Pancho think Big Maria is still mad at Pancho.
Why would Big Maria be mad at you, Chico?
Last time Pancho see Big Maria, and Pancho asked how to spell the word weather.
The word weather, si.
After Pancho find out how to spell it himself.
And how did Big Maria spell the word weather?
She spelled it W-E-T-H-E-R.
Oh, that was wrong. It should be W-E-A-T-H-E-R.
Yeah?
Oh, what did you say to make Big Maria mad at you?
Pancho say, Big Maria, that's the worst spell of weather we have for a long time.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, she's... Oh.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.
In the shortest words possible, everyone knows if it's...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Yes, if it's butternut, it's extra fresh. Fresh when you buy it, fresh when you eat it. Just try a loaf and see. Pick up any blue and white check gingham picture wrapper and see that freshness even before you buy. A rich, true-to-life photo of butternut's fresh white slices right before your eyes. No guess which bread is finest. No squeeze to test for freshness. And no doubt which bread you like. You'll love butternut bread. Everybody does. They like butternut for crisp golden toast, for the tastiest, richest sandwiches ever put in a lunchbox. And of course, butternut always makes a hit at mealtime. You might say butternut is virtually guaranteed to step up and pep up those family appetites. Folks who appreciate real bread flavor always buy...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Butternut bread in that blue and white check gingham picture wrapper. See what you buy before you buy.
Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. Join in the conversation by going to OTRWesterns.com/Discord. And don't forget to send us an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. This episode is copyright under the Attribution, Non-Commercial, Share-Alike copyright. For more information, go to OTRWesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and again, thanks for listening.